Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Thank you for calling back. My name is George with Restorify. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling about that ad I got in on my phone about the store.
Okay, just one moment. Are you calling in regards to a DWI expungement?
Right.
You don't mind?
Excuse me, sir?
Okay, great. Just one moment. John, one question.
Yep.
How long ago did you get signed up?
Signed up for what?
For the interlock. I do apologize for the Restorify DWI expungement, or did you just receive an email?
I just received an email, but I have had a dox lock in my car for a couple of years now, I think. Close to it.
Okay. Then just give me one moment here so I can help you out. Just one moment. Okay. Now, let me tell you how it works, Mr. John. My name is George. Pleasure to speak with you. This is how the program works. Now, we are a part of the Intoxilock brand, and the reason for the previous email is to talk to you about filing for an expungement. If you don't mind me asking, John, are you aware what an expungement can do for you, for your DWI?
No, I'm not.
Okay. An expungement is a way to make your DWI unavailable to the public. And we offer a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work. Not only is it a self-paced process, but it comes with a fraction of the cost of the traditional route. So let me walk you through the process. It's very straightforward. Today, I'm going to help you create an account on our website and start a pre-screening process to check and see if you might qualify, which is 100% free and completely private. In 1 to 2 days, we'll send you an email notification informing you if you passed or not. The pre-screening. Now, if you don't mind me asking, your DWI, is it a felony, a misdemeanor, or a gross misdemeanor?
I think they were all misdemeanors. There might have been one gross misdemeanor. Can you do more than one DWI, or is it just one?
Actually, if you have three DWIs, okay, and they're all misdemeanor or gross misdemeanors, yes, we can help you with all three. But what we do is we check first with the pre-screening to see if you pass the pre-screening. See, not everybody passes. I'm being honest with you. Not everybody passes the pre-screening. So if you do pass, I do suggest that you take advantage of this. It's kind of like a one-time-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But it's only going to cost you $99. Our service only costs $99. And this is why I tell people, you know, take advantage. Because a lot of people don't pass. I'm being honest with you. And just one more thing. Now, the decision of whether or not to expunge a DWI conviction is a personal one. And some people may not feel comfortable with the process or may not believe that it is worth the time or the effort. However, it is important to provide people with information about expungement so that they can make an informed decision. The benefits are, this means that potential employers, landlords, and other members of the public will not be able to access your records. So you can look for a better job, a better place to live. I don't know if you're looking to, for a loan or some other type of stuff. But companies, public companies, won't be able to see your record no more, which is real good. And, you know, it will open more doors for you. And all I need is just an email so I can send you the information. And we'll let you know, let me see, Monday, Tuesday. By Wednesday of next week, we'll let you know if you passed the pre-screening or not. But you have nothing to lose.
What is the screening involved?
Excuse me?
What is the screening involved?
Oh, that just involves a thorough check of only DWIs, no other type of other type of crimes. No, just not crimes, but I mean, you know, offenses or, you know, that's all it does. It just checks to see if you have more than three or if you only have two or if you only have one. That's pretty much it. That's what the pre-screening is based on. It's just checking to see what you have. And
see, I've had about, not total DWIs, but I've had a couple of refusals too.
Okay.
And they stretch it. There's probably five or six of them, and they stretch all the way back to 1984 or 86 or somewhere back in then, maybe even earlier.
Well, which one is the most recent one you have gotten?
I'm not sure. It was
You're
about
not sure. Well, let us check and see. Because John, I do not know if you had time to you know, to look at Minnesota's you know, the way the law works in Minnesota. From what I know, mm-hmm. is, and I'm being honest with you, from what I know is after 10 years, that the DWI, it's off your record. They take it out after 10 years. So the one from 1980, that should no longer be on there. And this is why we do the pre-screening, to check and see what's there and what's still not there. So if you...
So
if
I guess
you,
it,
yeah, go ahead.
It should go back to 2013 then.
Okay. Then we'll check that for you for free. We'll do that for you for free, and it's completely private. And just one more question. Have you ever been on the interlock program? You know, the one where they put the device in your vehicle, and you know, every time you leave, you got to blow on it first. Have you ever been on anything like that? Any type of programs like that?
I am now.
You are now. Oh, you are now in interlock. Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know that. Also, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, John, what I can do is check for you. Okay. But
okay.
Since you are still in interlock, I'm being honest with you. We won't be able to do the pre-screening. I mean, we can still do it, but you have to finish your program first in order for us to help you expunge the DWI from your record. You have to complete it. But let me check for you either way. I mean, it's free. You got nothing to lose. And we'll send the information to your email. And then you can take it from there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be on it for some time, I think.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, let me give you some more information. Another question. Are you on probation or no probation?
No.
Parole? Okay. Well, from what I know and what I've seen, most of the people that finish this program, interlock program, once you're done with the program, you get favoritism from the judge because this is a very expensive program, the one that you're on now, interlock. They're expensive, and it's a long program for some people. But you see, you're paying your taxes at the same time, and you're paying your money, your monthly money, your monthly payments to this interlock. So you're going to get favoritism from the judge, which this could happen. Once you're done with this and you file for that DWI expungement, you can ask the judge, hey, I finished interlock. I did everything you asked me to do. Now you help me. I need you to waive the court fees, if there are any court fees. And they will do that. Most judges, when they see that you complete a program, especially in Minnesota, they give you favoritism. They help you out, you know. And all you would pay in your case, if it's only just one, all you would pay was just $99 our service. But let's check first and see what's going on, and then we'll let you know. And either way, you'll have all this information now, and, you know, 2 years from now when you're ready to expunge the DWI, you already know how much it costs, and you already know what to ask the judge also. And he should waive those court fees if there are any. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But most of the time when you finish a program, they waive all that stuff. They you know.
Yeah, see, I was never ordered by a judge to have it. I was ordered by the state of Minnesota.
Okay. The state. Now, the state, they are a little harder to work with. But they can still do that for you. If there are any court fees or anything like that, they can waive that for you. They can do that for you.
Hmm.
But let's check and see first what's going on, you know, with the DUIs that you have now. See which one pops up, and we'll send you the information, and you can take it from there.
Yeah, I just got two more things to say to you. Number one is I haven't had a drink in 25 years.
Congratulations. Wow.
Number two is I refuse the test a lot of times because I was smoking marijuana, and I didn't want to get arrested for driving under the influence of marijuana.
Yes. You don't want to do that because then they're going to put you on Proposition 36. That'll be two programs that you're going to be paying for. So, yeah, you do not want to do that.
Well, now it's legal now, and I do take medical marijuana.
Okay. You have your card with you? You carry it with you all the time, your medical card?
Well, they don't give you a card. They just put your prescription on the container they give it to you in.
Okay. Because I was based in California, and a couple of my buddies, they have a card in California. So that's why.
Yeah, they don't have that in Minnesota.
Oh, okay. That's even better. Wow.
But then one time I dropped my container. They're made out of glass. They're like glass jars. And it shattered on the floor. And so I put it in the baggie. I was always worried. I never got in trouble. I'm a good driver. I drove trucks for 15 years. I had one of the nicest trucks on the road. And I never had a ticket. I never had a speeding ticket. I never put a scratch in a vehicle. I always stopped to help people. My regular driving record does not reflect my professional driving record. And my professional driving record should influence my personal record because I'm a great driver. I've never had a speeding ticket, I don't think. Never been in an accident. I've always been really conscientious about my driving. So, those are things to consider. But, you know, whether it pertains to this program or not, probably not, but I am a good driver. They got me on this program for 6 years because I've had a year for every DWI. So they told me to go through a treatment program, which I did. I'm a veteran. And I went through the program, and they immediately signed me up. And I had completions from other programs prior to that said that I was, you know, my future looked good. You know, they didn't think I was going to relapse or anything like that, and I didn't. Like I said, I haven't drank in several years. But that's why I refused the test a couple times, because of the marijuana. And that's just the way it was.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
But like
Johnny,
I said,
go ahead, Johnny.
I had one of the nicest I had one of the nicest trucks in the road. I've got probably 3 million miles of interstate commercial driving.
What kind of truck do you have?
I had a Peterbilt 379 lower release suspension. That was a brand new one in 2003. And I had a Kenworth W900 studio sleeper with both had chrome spread axle trailers. And the Peterbilt was my personal truck. That sucker, I could go across the desert at 120 miles an hour, and the police never, never, ever batted an eye. So,
wow, that's nice. That's a very nice truck you had. Wow.
It was quite an experience. All the wheels were aluminum wheels. They had gold hubcaps with gold lug covers all the way around it. And like I said, the trailers were stainless steel, chrome trailers with nice reefers on them. And the back doors were quilted chrome stainless doors. They were probably within the top 20 nicest trucks in the whole country. And I took pride in it, and I was proud to drive it. If people were stopping stranded, I'd pull over and help them, give them a ride to the truck stop to get help or whatever they needed, you know. And then when they went to federal CDL licenses, I can't remember what year that was, but I had a hazmat license. I could haul any kind of chemical or, you know, combustible stuff, just hazmat stuff. And they wanted to make everybody pay $200 to be interviewed by the FBI if they wanted a hazmat license. And I wrote them a letter and I told them I had a hazmat for probably, I don't know, 15 years at the time. I said, I've hauled numerous hazmat loads. I said, if you guys think you're going to, you know, make me pay for something I've been doing for 15 years, shove it up your butt. And next thing you know, I got my license back with my hazmat and everything on it.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Yeah. I pulled loads of money out of mints. I've done everything you can imagine. Military loads, you name it, I've done it. And I'm really, you know, there's got to be a record of it somewhere. I'm really pissed off at the state. Yeah, I got some DWIs, but it was, I got one in 86 after my dad died. I got one in 89 after my brother died. I got one in 92 after I broke my neck twice. I got one in, I can't remember, like 97 after my stepmother died, I think it was. And then I got one after my girlfriend died. And I never tested more than like a 0.12. And the limit at that time was 0.10. So, I got kind of a raw deal. And then when it comes to the state of Minnesota and licensing, I got a real hard on for them. And, you know, if I'd like to get my record cleared, I'd like to go back to truck driving.
Yes. But let me ask you something, though, because I know that you guys – Interlock is a website. You know, you go on the web, you go on the internet, and you look up the page, you enter all your information. But my question is, so once you complete Interlock, they just send you an email notification saying, "Hey, you finished. Good luck." That's what they usually do, correct? You don't go see a judge or anybody like that. You just, you finished. You finish online, and they send a email reply, correct?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. Well, with our service, you will be able to see all this because you're gonna do it. It's the same thing as Interlock, except you're doing this for a DWI expungement. You're gonna be able to see everything on there, how it works, what type of forms are being sent, and in that, you can also make your petition and say, "Hey, I finished this program. I've done this. So can you please, just waive the court fees so I can get on with my life because I'm ready to move on." And I'm pretty sure you should be able to do that. And please do that.
That's right.
Yes, because you see, I've dealt with these different types of cases. But you see, the guys that utilize cannabis, these guys, they have to go back to the judge at the courtroom, and that's when the judge, you know, says, okay, you completed your program. They clap, everybody claps, you know, hooray. And usually most of the guys, they got that waived, you know. Okay, no problem. You finished your program, all right. You don't got to pay no court fees. You have just a great day, and, you know, just stay, you know, stay clean is what they tell you, and then you just walk off the courtroom, and you're on your way home.
Sure.
Yes. Sure. But let me check for you, John, either way, and you'll be on our system. So when you are done with Interlock, you can, you know, start the expungement for the DWI, whichever one we can help with. But do you have any felony DWIs, or are they all misdemeanors?
No.
or are they gross misdemeanors?
I might have one gross, but I think they're all misdemeanors.
Oh, then you have a good chance then, yes. Because felonies, DUIs, that we cannot help people with. We're still working on that process, but it's going to take a lot longer. But when it's misdemeanors, yes, we can help with that. That'll be no problem at all.
Well, I hope you remember my story, and the people that you say that are, you know, you talk to and help develop your system there. I hope they take some of my comments into consideration and, you know, maybe address them and see if they can legislate to change some of the stuff or whatever. I know that would be a big battle because they're forever trying to regulate the trucking industry, you know, the everything involved, the log books, the hours of service, you know, equipment, all kinds of things, you know, load information and stuff. The last company I worked for, we didn't even have to go into weigh stations. We'd come up to them and we'd had a thing in our windshield that either give you a green light or red light. And pretty much our company had a good record, so we'd get green lights and we wouldn't even have to pull in there.
Wow, that's real good. Wow.
Yeah.
That's real good. Yes.
Yep.
That's nice. Well, John, may I have your email so I can send the information so you can read about this a little bit more on your spare time?
Yeah, it's all lowercase, Greta Ann, GRETTANN, 2020, @gmail.
@gmail, okay.
Yeah.
Let me recap for you. I have a G, as in George, RETTANN, 2020, @gmail.com.
That's correct.
And lastly, may I please have just your date of birth?
6/25/59.
6/25/19?
Yep.
Said 59 or 69?
59.
Okay. And your last name, you do spell it W-O-L-L-A-N.
Yep.
Best number to contact you, John, would be area code 320-223-0429.
Correct.
Okay. Well, you will receive an email notification, and when you do receive that email notification, click on the link so it can take you straight to our webpage, and you can read about everything we do and you know, how the process works. And when you're done with your program, you can just, you know, call us back, or you can do it on your own. You don't even have to call anybody. You can just do it on their own. You can even do the payment on your own. We also have a payment plan. Like I mentioned earlier, it's only $99. And if you need to pay in payments, you can do that in 4 easy payments. Yes, sir. And you can do all of that on your own.
Okay.
Well, is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, there isn't. I thank you very much.
And thank you for choosing Restorify. And thank you for taking my call, John. Hey, you stay safe, and, you know, don't worry. Things are going to be good for you. You'll see.
Okay.
Everything's going to work out for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have yourself a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Mm-hmm.